Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya, supervisor of the fraud department. How can I help you?
I got my credit card bill, and there's two charges to you. And I talked to this other lady, and she said it's something about keto. I have not received anything in the mail. She said it shows that it was delivered. It was not. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So can you confirm your name and address so I can make sure the right account was transferred with the call?
My name is Linda Jones. What was the other thing you needed?
Your address.
Oh, address. It's 1763 Industrial Road, Rockport, Arkansas, 72104.
Okay. Thank you for that. So I show this was for a trial program with the Quick Trim Keto. I showed that this was started as a free trial for $6.49 back on the 18th. So you don't recall placing any trial orders?
I have not. And
okay.
I'm the only one that has this card, so I don't know how they got my card number.
All right. So what we're going to be doing, we have the IP address from the original device that was used for that trial program. And I'm pretty sure you're already aware, but IP addresses are like fingerprints. They cannot be duplicated or replicated. So what we do with fraud is we do contact the local authorities and we provide them with that IP address. They locate, track down, and prosecute the owners of that device to the fullest extent of the law. So as long as you're sure you or no one in your household did the initial free trial order, we can go ahead and get the investigation started. But I do have to advise that false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine.
Well, she said it showed my phone number.
Well, yes, ma'am, but the phone number and the email address, that information is not the same as the IP address. If you're stating you did not place this order, then even though we have your information, the IP address wouldn't line up with it if you didn't order it.
Okay. Okay.
But it is ultimately up to you if you want us to do the investigation or not.
Well, I mean, what if you don't find them? What happens? I mean, I've never had this happen to me before, so I don't know. I don't know whether I want it or whether I don't. I mean, if you do the investigation and you don't find somebody, what happens?
Well, the IP address is literally a fingerprint from to whoever placed the order. So we will find whoever placed the initial order. That's why we involve the local authorities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Yes, ma'am. We just take fraud very seriously.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean,
could anyone in your household have placed the order?
It's just me and my husband, and he don't even do computers or even phones. So, no, I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine how this has happened.
Well, if you're not the one who did the initial trial order, we can go ahead and get the investigation started.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know anything else to do.
Okay. Resolution usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to occur.
Okay. Well, now, when this came up on my credit card thing here, it gave your phone number. And it's something health pet access or something. I can't even read what it is on this.
How much is the charge?
It was $6.49 and then one for $89.85.
Correct. That's the charges we're going to be doing the investigation on.
Right.
One is our shipping charge. The other is the retail rate for the product that was delivered.
So I look back through my phone records to see if I had anything like that in the history, you know, in my phone, and I didn't. So what would it be?
This would have been an online order.
And
like, it wouldn't have been placed over the phone. It would have been done through the internet.
Oh, I got you.
That's how we get the IP addresses. Whenever they agree to the terms and conditions, that's considered an electronic signature. So that's how we can verify if it's an actual customer or if it's ended up fraudulent if we ever need to investigate.
Well, I've never gotten into this before. So if you start the investigation, I can't even think. What if you will find them? Is that what you're saying? Well, what if, I don't know what could happen with this. Shoot. I don't know what to do about it.
That's entirely up to you. If you decide you do not want to do the fraud investigation, we can just leave the account as canceled, and I can issue a courtesy 35% refund for the end of trial fee, but that would be the extent of what we'd be able to do without that investigation.
Okay, we'll do that right now. Let me check into it.
Sure thing. Per your request, I'll go ahead and issue that 35% courtesy credit, and we'll hold off on that fraud investigation until you give us a call back.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Anything else?
That's it.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling customer support.
Mm.
All right, bye-bye.